You're listening to Catholic Talk Radio in Chicago and the suburbs on Relevant Radio 820 AM.
Good morning. I'm Cardinal Francis George. For the next hour, the Archdiocese of Chicago will be hosting discussions on issues, people, and associations that touch our lives. Welcome to the Catholic Community of Faith.
Everyone, and welcome to The Light Show. My name is Kate DeVries. I am delighted to be with you today on this gorgeous Wednesday morning, June 13th. Thanks so much for joining us today. I work in the Young Adult Ministry Office of the Archdiocese of Chicago, along with Father John Cusick. Father Cusick co-hosts this show with us the second Wednesday of every month. However, he is on a much-deserved vacation, so he is not joining us today. Instead, we have a wonderful, wonderful person sitting in for him. My co-host today is Eric Weinheimer. Good morning, Eric.
Good morning, Kate.
How are you?
Wonderful.
Doing great. Thank you so much. And just so our listeners know, we are the Catholic Church's outreach to people in their 20s and 30s, married and single. We run all sorts of activities, events, programs, things like retreats, days of reflection, days of spirituality for men and for women. And we really try to help people make connections between their faith and their everyday lives. And today what we're going to do is, in honor of Father's Day being this Sunday, we're going to spend the next hour talking about Father's Day and Father's Day blessings. So I've invited Eric to come in and co-host the show. Eric is a father himself. Eric, why don't you tell us a little bit about yourself?
Well, professionally, I work at a wonderful organization called the CARA Program. It's a nonprofit organization that assists individuals who are affected by poverty and homelessness and help them. We help them with training and job placement and critical support services. Yes. I've been doing that for 11 years, and more importantly, I've been a father now for 15 years.
Wow. So exciting. Father of how many and who are they?
Three. I have three great kids, a 15-year-old son named John,
okay,
a 13-year-old daughter named Annie, and a 7-year-old son named Thomas.
Yes. And they're all beautiful children.
Well,
I get
thank
to see
you.
Them occasionally.
Thank you. They are
it's
great
such
kids.
A joy to
just
to
great
be
kids.
With them. Excellent. Today, so as I mentioned, we're going to talk about Father's Day, and we invite your comments and we invite your calls. You're welcome to give us a call here at the studio, 312-751-1979. Again, to join our conversation, 312-751-1979. And just a question to think about. What do or what did you enjoy most about your own father? What did you enjoy most or do you enjoy most about your own father? And secondly, if you are a father, if you've learned some wonderful piece of advice to pass along, what wisdom can you give to new fathers? Young adults, people in their 20s and 30s, are in that age range where so many are becoming parents for the very first time. So what wisdom might you have to pass along? So, Eric, how about you? Let's start with you. Any sense of, well, let's go back to the beginning. Tell us about the birth of your first child. Tell us how John changed your life.
You know, it's fascinating when you think of the birth of your child. It was surreal in so many ways for me. There was so much happening, and never having gone through it before, I had really no expectations, yet just the gravity of what was occurring at that moment and being there for the birth, obviously something I'll never forget, a very powerful moment.
Mm.
What I find striking, though, about fatherhood is when I look back at the moments that I've shared with John and all my children, it's, you know, certainly the actual birth was very momentous, but there were so many other experiences that I've shared with them that were equally as momentous.
Sure.
You know, the accomplishments, the fellowship that we've been able to enjoy with each other. It just gets better and better as they get older.
Oh, excellent.
It really is. My children, my son, again, 15 and 13, they're going into those teenage years.
Yes.
And quite frankly, I'm really enjoying them. I really do, because they're
challenge or not.
They are very challenging, and they are asserting their independence.
Okay.
But at the same point, there is, as I mentioned, that key word that comes back to me is this notion of fellowship, is learning from them, teaching them, enjoying their company, and I think them enjoying our company.
Yeah.
That's a real gift that, quite frankly, I didn't expect.
Okay.
Really enjoying it.
Excellent.
I really enjoy the 15, 13, and then you have the 7-year-old, where everything is so new and so exciting, and there's a great zest for life and an enthusiasm. They're at great stages right now. I'm enjoying it very much.
And my hunch is, Eric, that you and Tina, your beautiful wife Tina, have enjoyed each stage of each of their lives, that things keep changing and new surprises. Ours is a god of surprises.
Oh, absolutely.
Every child's personality is so different.
So different.
And every situation brings its own challenges and joys.
And the challenges and the joys and the learning, not only about them, but about yourself as you go through this experience of fatherhood.
Okay.
And what you're learning about yourself and those areas of your life that you're really doing well, and those other aspects where you need some support and you need some guidance and you need some teaching from others on how to handle different situations.
All right.
So it's a experience that really gives you great joy, and it stretches you, and it challenges you, and it really helps you to know more about yourself.
And Eric, you're talking about the communal experience. It's not just you and Tina and your beautiful three children. It's a whole. You've asked for people's wisdom. You've learned from the people around you. You've learned from your children, I suspect, a great deal as well. But it's not just the two of you. It's not just your family. It's a broader family. It's a much wider family. That maybe does take a village to raise a child, and you've been open to that.
And I think one of the things that we do well is we're keen observers of other people, of other parents, and see how they do it.
Mm.
And, you know, one of our guests here today is going to be R.J. McMahon and his wife, Roberta. Mm. And my wife and I, we've watched them, and we watched their 1 year ahead of us as far as their oldest. And so we've kind of watched how they've done things, and they've done such a wonderful job, and we've used them as examples and role models as we raise our own sons. So.
Oh, a lot of wisdom in that. So why don't we move in that direction? RJ, welcome to the Light Show.
Thank you. Thank you very much. I am thoroughly, happy to be part of the conversation. So thank you.
Excellent. RJ, tell us a little bit about yourself.
I am currently the development director for Chicago International Charter School. And we have 10 campuses throughout Chicago. We're the largest charter school here in Chicago. And we are educating approximately 5,950 students. We'll be opening our 11th campus this coming August.
Wow. Congratulations. That's
Thank you. It's a great opportunity to bring school choice to families in Chicago and really provide a top-notch college prep education from kindergarten all the way through high school.
Fabulous, fabulous. And tell us about your own family, RJ.
As Eric mentioned, we have two children. Our son Patrick is 16, and our daughter Rhea is 14. They both are at Fenwick High School, finishing up their sophomore and freshman years, respectively.
Okay.
So we assume that everything went well with finals and that they'll move on to junior year and sophomore year.
Yeah. Oh, those teenage years where the children tell their parents absolutely everything.
Actually, we kind of joke about it, but in all honesty, Kate, we're very blessed to have two wonderful children that are still communicating with their parents.
Nice.
So we're trying to enjoy that as much as possible and continue to keep those lines of communications open.
Oh, wonderful, wonderful. RJ, tell us about your experience when Patrick was born. Was it?
Certainly, as Eric mentioned, this was totally brand new. Okay. And you know, I wanted to be, you know, everything for my wife as she was going through the pregnancy. And you know, I distinctly remember getting an elbow in my gut very early on October 18th, 1990, saying that, you know, I think this might be it.
Okay.
And my response was, well, just keep doing what you're doing. So, again, supporting my wife as much as I can.
There you go. Well, on that note, we're going to take a little break, and we will be with you in just another moment. Stay with us.
Choosing an elementary school for your child is one of the biggest decisions you will ever make to shape your child's future. So why pick a Catholic school?
I want my kids to learn more than the 3 R's. They need a faith-based education so they make good decisions.
I want my son and daughter to go to college. At Catholic schools, attendance and graduation rates are nearly 100%. And when these kids graduate, they go to college.
My teacher is so cool. She knows who I am. She helps me when I have trouble figuring things out.
My son is in the number. The student-teacher ratio is 18 to 1. And Catholic school teachers are really dedicated.
I want my daughter to feel welcome, to be safe.
The test scores are well above the national average. Look out, college. Here they come.
Go to www.archchicago.org and click on Schools to learn more about the great benefits of a Catholic education. Invest in your child's future. Make your child a winner for life.
Welcome to Mission Chicago 2007 as we celebrate the theme of spirituality. Evening missions are taking place throughout the Archdiocese in both English and Spanish. Spirituality themes include the meaning of being created in the image and likeness of God, exploring our potential for growth in Christ, and the spirituality of African American music and song. These are single evening missions, and there is no cost. Find out when and where by going to www.missionchicago.net. That's www.missionchicago.net. It's Mission Chicago 2007, the year of spirituality. Accept this mission. The rewards are everlasting.
We are back with more of The Light Show, hosted today by myself, Kate DeVries, and Eric Weinheimer, and our special guest, R.J. McMahon, is with us in the studio. And gentlemen, it's so good to be with you guys. With Father Cusick on vacation, it's like, okay, now how does Kate talk about fatherhood? So thanks again for joining us. And for all of our listeners, thank you for joining us this morning. Again, you're welcome to join our conversation. Just give us a call here at the studio at 312-751-1979. Again, 751-1979. And let's pick up a little bit on what you mentioned, RJ, and as we were talking over the commercial break, we really did focus on that statement that the best gift you can give your children is to love their mother. Eric, did you have some thoughts about that?
You know, it's when I think about the gift that my father gave to me and my gratitude towards my father, it's that, is that he created a home where there was great love and affection between the parents.
Yeah.
And the foundation that establishes for all of us, for all five of us kids, so often we overlook that, and we take it for granted.
Yeah.
And it really is a foundation from which I was able to grow and develop myself in all facets of my life, and then now to build a family and establish a foundation for my own children to grow.
Yeah.
And that truly is the best gift, I believe, that a father can give his children.
And
I would agree wholeheartedly. You know, I think certainly having my dad as a role model and, you know, just the love that we had in our family that really came from my mom and dad, and you know, we feel it on a daily basis within our home. And I think to be a role model for our young children and for our teenagers, both boys and girls, to see that, you know, it is good to love a woman in a family setting. And for a boy to see that, and a young girl, young woman to see that, that's what love should be.
Yeah.
And really, really build off that strength. And yet, not in a way that, you know, is pointing fingers like, be like us, but just demonstrating and showing the way, you know, clearing that path for that long journey.
Yeah.
There's this sense of security. There's this sense of peace for the children to develop on their own. Mm-hmm. And I think so long as they have that, they're really able to express themselves and grow and build off of that foundation that you've established in your marriage.
And truly understand who they are. When they see love in the home, when they feel secure, you named it, Eric, when they're firm in what's going on around them, they can become firm in who they are and how they are to live in our world. Now I'm going to ask you both another question. Tell us how faith has been part of the equation in being good fathers, striving to be a good father. How has faith made a difference? How is faith practiced in your home? Can you address a little bit about how your relationship to God and to the Catholic Church has made a difference?
I can speak from on a number of different levels. First of all, there's the basics. You know, we as a family go to church every Sunday.
Okay.
Very important for us to gather as a family and go to church and pray together and be together. We also pray around the dinner table, which is so special for us. And with everyone's busy schedules right now, gathering around a table and sharing a meal and holding hands and praying, you know, four or five times out of the week.
Yeah.
In today's environment, it really is challenging, but it's very, very special. And so much information is relayed around that table.
Okay.
And it's really critical that we do that. And a deeper level, for me, it's this notion of being loved by a God, a merciful God, who seeks to be one with you, seeks to know you, and forgive you.
Yeah. Yeah.
And as a father, to have that relationship with a God, you're able to seek forgiveness from your children.
Okay.
Give forgiveness to your children.
Yeah.
And develop that close bond with them as well.
And our religion is countercultural in that we don't hold grudges. Mm. You know, we do our best to love and to forgive, and to ours is a God of second chances and third chances and fourth chances, etc.
And as a father, you need all those chances with your child. You need all those. And I think this notion of reconciliation, you know, when you talk about what advice can people give or fathers give to new fathers, it's understanding the power of asking for forgiveness from your children, because we make a lot of mistakes and we do it regularly.
Okay.
And for them to get to know that we do make mistakes, and we do need their forgiveness and their understanding and to be reconciled with them.
Wow. And if they see it modeled, they're much more likely to let it become a part of who they are.
And then they're asking forgiveness for things that they have done.
Yeah.
And you're able to establish that close bond. And as RG says, he has children now who talk to him and share information during those difficult teenage years. Well, that just doesn't happen.
No.
You know, that is developed and nurtured.
Okay. RJ, did you want to add anything?
You know, just really to back up Eric's points, that, you know, it all begins for our small family, you know, at church on Sundays.
Okay.
You know, and like Eric, you know, we pray at dinner. And what I'm most proud of is certainly the prayers around our family dinner table, but also when we're out in public.
Mm-hmm.
You know, there's no kind of hiding the fact that, well, should we pray? Should we not pray at dinner?
Okay.
You know, let's say our prayers, you know, so... You know, before dinner comes, you know, we say our prayers before the waiter or waitress, you know. So it's building that and instilling that in the children.
Thank you. And for our listeners, if you have any other wisdom to pass along, how do you keep faith in your home? Give us a call at 312-751-1979. We're going to go to a break. We'll be right back.
You're invited to watch The Church, the Cardinal, and You, this weekend on cable television. Here's host Graziano Marcheschi.
It has been a rewarding, often hectic, and definitely a memorable few weeks for Francis Cardinal George as he celebrates 10 years as Archbishop of Chicago. We had cameras at the various anniversary events, and during the next half hour, we'll bring you the highlights of how this milestone was really a celebration of the Catholic faith here in the Archdiocese of Chicago.
For several interesting stories about the Archdiocese, please watch The Church, the Cardinal, and You this weekend on cable television. Go to www.archchicago.org and click on Radio TV for the time and cable channel in your area. That's www.archchicago.org. The Church, the Cardinal, and You. Compelling television about your Archdiocese.
Hi, I'm Chuck Knapp. Join me for Searching the Word, a live interactive program that equips you with a firm understanding of the faith. Each day, we'll search the Bible, the Catechism, papal teaching, and historical writings for answers to questions about living Catholic life. That's Searching the Word every weekday on Relevant Radio.
That's Searching the Word with Chuck Neff, weekdays at noon on Chicagoland's Relevant Radio, 820 AM.
We are back with more of The Light Show with Eric Weinheimer, R.J. McMahon, and Kate DeVries. And thanks so much for joining us today. Just a little aside, in the Young Adult Ministry Office, we are very busy getting ready for Theology on Tap, our summer speaker and discussion series. It's going to be hosted at 40 different parishes in the Archdiocese of Chicago beginning July 8th. And complete details are on our website, yamchicago.org. Again, yamchicago.org. And we are very aware that most of the young adults that we would like to listen to our show are at work right now. So if you know someone who might not know about The Light Show or might not know about Young Adult Ministry, please direct them to our website, again, yamchicago.org, or you or they can give us a call. We'd be happy to send information out. Our phone number at the office is 312-466-9473. Again, 312-466-9473. And our administrative assistant, Socorro Perez, is there waiting for your phone call. So thanks so much. We hope to hear from you soon. Eric, tell me more about being a father. Tell me some element. What's a great thing about being a dad?
Well, one of the things that is overlooked is this the fun that you have with your children.
Ah, okay.
And there's just great joy in being a father,
okay.
Or at least there should be, because there are just so many seemingly insignificant moments in a child's life that for the father to be able to share in that, it's a time that should be celebrated.
All right.
And we talk about those big moments when they reach certain milestones, but it's mm-hmm. the day in and the day out stuff that gives you great joy. You just have to recognize them and you have to see them.
Okay.
During the break, RJ was talking about what he saw on his way over here. Do you want to share that?
Sure. As I was walking up Michigan Avenue and saw a father with a young daughter, probably 5 or 6, come out of a hotel on Michigan Avenue, and just the bounding joy that this young girl had, and the dad was literally, holding her hand, trying to keep that in, but move in the direction that they were heading.
Okay.
And it was either, Nike Town or the Disney store. I'm not quite sure. One of those.
Or the American Girl doll store.
No, actually, I didn't think of that.
Chicago
exactly.
Without that one.
Exactly.
We're very close to the store here at the station.
But it's that unbridled joy, and as Eric said, it's the little things, that really are the cause for celebration. We all know the big milestones. It's graduations. It's, first this, first that. But those little day-to-day, the average Wednesday morning, or the Wednesday evening when, you can share something that, is truly special to your child.
Yeah.
And to have that fun and to just celebrate it, either personally or in your family or with extended family, that's what it's all about.
Yeah.
It is a joyful and joy-filled blessing being a father.
Yeah.
And I think to be a good father, you need to have a sense of humor. And you need to be able to laugh at yourself. I mean, wouldn't you agree? I mean,
absolutely.
My kids have more fun at my expense, they are really funny.
Right.
I mean, and I have to laugh myself, and they're laughing at me, and as well they should.
Exactly.
Because, you know, I'm pretty clumsy.
Right.
And it's to be able to laugh with them,
yeah,
and to have a sense of humor, and to make fun of yourself, and
right,
make fun of those times when you might be doing things a little bit clumsily.
Right. And we all know that, you know, as our children continue to grow, they will be embarrassed by us at certain points in time. And I think, you know, certainly Eric and I can speak very fluently on that subject, Kate. It's being that lightning rod and knowing that, you know, it is okay to be laughed at and to laugh with.
Yeah. And don't take life so seriously.
Don't take life so seriously.
Why would you? Let's teach our children.
Absolutely.
I have a friend, Sandy Downs, who I was in her home, and she had some beautiful children over, and we were making towers with something like Legos or Lincoln blocks. We were building this wonderful tall structure, and she passed by and she whacked the tower. Things came crashing down to the table, and the little one just looked up and saw her and smiled. Mm-hmm. I mean, I was like, oh my gosh, look what she did. Mm-hmm. Why would she do this to his work? And it was just one of those things, and she said he's got to learn. Well, what a wonderful learning opportunity that things do go wrong, and it's okay.
Absolutely.
You know,
exactly.
It's okay. We can laugh. We can let go.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And you know,
and
that sense of timing that you know, at least my children and I know Eric's kids also have. You know that they don't miss anything.
Yeah.
You know, they really don't.
Not at all.
And you know, certainly they don't miss anything that their moms do, and they certainly don't miss anything that I do as a father.
They're always watching.
So exactly. And and you know, give them that leeway.
Yeah. You know, I'm reminded about, you know, in Scripture, Jesus saying, "Let the children come to me. Don't keep them away. I love them. Let me hold them. Let me play with them." They have a sense of play that we adults lose. Some, you know, if we could regain that, if we can play with them, what a gift that is.
It really is. And again, it comes back tenfold to us.
Yeah,
You know.
Work is too serious. Life is too serious. Mm. And life is too short.
Mm-hmm. You know, we're working on that.
Yeah. I just got back from my own vacation. And to be away, I was away for 2 weeks. And to be in a different setting as, you know, with no responsibilities, just to do, your time is your own, your days are your own, just kind of flow, you know, get up and enjoy God's world and see new things and be at peace. And, wow, that's what Sunday is intended to be. That's our Sabbath. Mm-hmm. That's our resting day. But we don't always hold on to it the way we should or could. And our children can enhance that so much.
They sure can. And it's easy to get lost in the day-to-day.
Yes.
Life is so busy now for young parents.
Yes.
I mean, everything is structured. And between the soccer games and the piano recitals and all that, everything is so structured. And so it can be very challenging for us to discover that joy and for us to have fun and play and be spontaneous.
Yeah.
But to me, that's where the fulfillment occurs in being a father.
Yeah.
And it, you know, and it really becomes, you know, you can only be so planned.
Okay.
You know, and have the opportunity to enjoy those moments where things just didn't shape up the way they were supposed to.
Okay.
You know, whether it was, you know, trying to get to a soccer game in New Lenox and realizing that it's going to take an hour and a half and we might not get there. But it's sharing that and being part of that and allowing it into your life.
Yes.
You know, so that it is not all planned. And it is so easy to skip the family dinner because we're all running in 17 directions.
Yeah.
And I know in our home, you know, my wife is very protective of that time. And thank God that she is, because it is easy to not just blow that off and not keep that time sacred, because it is sacred. And especially knowing that, you know, our kids are, you know, they're on the back end of high school already.
We're gonna
be, you know, through this time pretty darn quickly.
Right.
And we do need to hold that time special.
Okay. RJ, you mentioned your wife's support along the way. Eric, you've both mentioned your wife's support along the way. What other areas? We talked a little bit about the importance of community, but who else do you just look at? Are there particular role models that you have? Is there someone in particular that helps you see how it's done well? Or you know, any sense?
You know, I mean, certainly, I mean, the guy across the table, Eric, is continuing to be a great role model. And that's, you know, and he's certainly a peer. And, mm-hmm. you know, and I look at, you know, my father and, you know, and older relatives and my sisters and their families
yeah.
And to really see, you know, how special the family can be and the role that fathers can play
yeah.
within that environment.
Yeah.
And I also think it's individuals who aren't fathers.
The traditional, in the traditional sense.
Legal yeah. sense. My mother always used to tell a story about a bishop that she knew when she started, when she had children. And he said to her, say no sparingly, but when you say no, mean it.
Ah.
And she always cited that.
That's great.
And
yeah. that is great.
Someone
when
who,
you, say no,
you know,
mean it.
She wanted to model.
Yeah. Excellent. Excellent. Thank you. We're going to take another break. Thanks so much for listening. We are here at Relevant Radio AM 820, and we will be right back.
Are you an active volunteer in your parish? Do you want to grow spiritually and deepen your faith and prayer life? Do you want to know more about the Bible, church doctrine and history, and about sacraments and liturgy? The Archdiocese of Chicago offers the Called and Gifted program for generous people like you. Through weekly classes and monthly formation days, Called and Gifted helps parish volunteers become more effective parish ministers. You'll study at a site near you, forming friendships and deepening your faith. And each month, you'll attend a formation day of prayer and learning at a retreat center of stunning beauty. Over 1,500 volunteer ministers have found greater confidence for ministry through the Called and Gifted program. For more information about this wonderful opportunity for growth, call Sister Peg at 847-837-4555 or email layministry@usml.edu. Don't put it off. Call today.
You're listening to Catholic Talk Radio in Chicago and the suburbs on Relevant Radio 820 AM.
Every Monday through Friday from 9 to 10 AM, the Archdiocese of Chicago presents programming about the people, the issues, and the faith that affect all our lives. Thanks for staying with us here on Relevant Radio, 820 AM. Now again, the Catholic Community of Faith.
And welcome back to The Light Show with Kate DeVries, R.J. McMahon, and Eric Weinheimer. We are talking about Father's Day blessings and just enjoying the wisdom of a couple of dads here in the studio. And we are delighted to have one other father with us on the phone. Good morning, Tim. How are you?
I'm doing good. How are you?
I'm doing fine, thanks. On the phone is Tim Shelley, who is the mother of two. And Tim, how is your day going?
I am doing wonderful.
All right. And why don't you tell us a little bit about yourself, Tim?
Well, I'm not usually one to talk about myself, but I said I'm a father of two.
Yeah.
Both boys are adopted. You know, just getting through life, I guess, but I'm 46, just starting a new job this week, actually.
Oh, congratulations.
Yeah, thank you.
Yeah.
Nothing really exciting, just living life, I guess.
Now, Tim is being very kind. Tim had some medical stuff happen. Tim, are you comfortable? You want to share a little bit about what you've just gone through?
Sure, I would be happy to. In September of last year, I caught a case of encephalitis and meningitis. They still don't know how I got it as of yet, and I spent about 10 weeks in the hospital and about 2 to 3 months in therapy.
Mm.
I got my wind back probably about 3 months ago, and right now, the last several months, I've just been searching for a job, and luckily, I just started one this week.
Oh, wonderful. Congratulations.
Thank you.
And, Tim, throughout the ordeal, you held fast. You and your family just kind of held together, and, you know, it really was miraculous. You worked so hard to make a comeback.
Well, you find out what you're made of, whether you want to or not.
Absolutely, absolutely. Well, we're grateful for your health and for your insights and your wisdom. So, Tim, tell us about your two little boys. How did you... Actually, tell us their names and their ages first. Okay. We'll start there.
Mark just turned 7 on Monday, and Steve will turn 4 July 15th.
And now, Tim, tell us a little bit about the journey to bringing them into your home. What was that like?
Well, we both got married when we were 31, roughly, and we always wanted kids. Actually, I want to say on our second date, we decided, I always liked the name Mark Thomas, and my wife actually just liked it, and we kind of fell in love with the name. So we had some fertility issues after we started conceiving our own children, and we had gone through that whole route through different things, and when we found out we medically couldn't have children, adoption was really a very good option for us, because a long time ago we had decided to adopt before we knew we had a problem with fertility.
Okay. And so you've had Mark in your life for how long now?
7 years.
7 years. So you had him as soon as he was born.
Yes, he was a newborn.
Oh,
Mark,
excellent.
I want to say, was 6 days, and Steve was 3 days.
Oh, my goodness. And now, Tim, you know, people ask, you know, is it the same? Is it different having a child through adoption? You know, can you address that a little bit? If somebody were to come to you and say, I don't know about this adoption thing, just if somebody had questions, what would you say to them?
Sure. At first, we were both very apprehensive. They would ask you questions on the questionnaire you never even dreamed would be asked of you. But it does get easier with time, and I don't really see the difference.
Okay.
You know, my wife didn't have to go through labor, which I guess she's very grateful for. But, I mean, you know, birthdays are the same, family life is the same. A little bit of difference, only from the standpoint that the birth mom is in the picture for Steve, so we have a little bit of adjustment to make, but it's relatively minor in our point.
Okay, and you are a wonderful Christian family. I've had the joy of having meals at your table, and you know, just the life and love shared around that table is just amazing. You and Wynne have done a wonderful, wonderful job. Now, Tim, as we're approaching Father's Day, any sense of wisdom for new fathers that you want to share?
Well, the wisdom that was shared at the table in front of you was the wisdom I was going to share, which is just the fact that I just want to be a good role model like my father was to me.
Mm.
And the family core is at the core of it with both my wife and I.
Okay. Is there something in particular that you learned from your dad or that you strive to model for your own children?
Well, I would like to say patience, but I'm still working on that myself. just to think, my dad showed me a good experience of life.
Okay.
And I'm just trying to emulate that, too.
Okay. Life lived well.
That's the hope.
And then let me throw to you the same question I asked Eric and RJ. Spirituality, how does faith play a part in raising your boys?
We'd like them to be good people, quite frankly.
Okay.
And I think the spirituality side of it is such an important part of it.
Okay.
That I couldn't see us not, quite frankly.
Yeah. And then even I had the privilege of being at your home when you were in the hospital and when your wife was visiting with you, and just the conversation with the boys was so rich. And at bedtime, we said our prayers before we went to bed. So, I mean, they're in the habit, a habit that they've learned from you and that they're going to probably hold on to for the rest of their lives.
Good.
Yeah. So any other thoughts, Tim, about being a dad? Any hopes for Mark and for Steve?
Well, again, I just hope they have a good childhood that they can look back on, as good a childhood as I had. And I'll tell you a quick story. I was working, probably about 5 or 6 years ago, and I talked to this guy that had kids that were a little bit older than them. And I remember talking to him one day, and he told me that he was a good father when they got McDonald's age, when they were able to play around on the playland. And I just feel that I would tell all fathers to be an active participant, because they don't know what they're missing.
Yeah.
If they don't.
Yeah. Yeah. To be an active participant, that's so important. Well, Tim, we wish you a very, very happy Father's Day. Thanks so much for joining us, and continued health. Best wishes in your new job, and blessings to your entire family.
Thank you.
Thanks so much. Have a great day.
Bye now. Bye.
Bye-bye. Yay. And you are listening to The Light Show. Thanks so much to Tim for sharing his wisdom after a struggle and his joy with his adopted sons that are absolutely a wonderful, wonderful family. And we are going to a break right now. We will be right back. Stay with us.
The cemetery ministry is a core ministry of our Catholic faith tied to the corporal works of mercy. Cardinal George says, "It's comforting to know that our Catholic cemeteries are caring for the remains of our loved ones awaiting the resurrection." There are 43 Archdiocese of Chicago cemeteries willing to help you during times of loss. Call 708-449-6100 for assistance. Catholic Cemeteries, serving the Catholic community since 1837.
Do you know what's going on in your church around the corner or around the world? Do you want to hear stories about your faith? Do you want to help shape Catholic thought? If you said yes, subscribe to the Catholic New World, the newspaper for the people of the Archdiocese of Chicago. Call 312-655-7777 or visit us at catholicnewworld.com. The Catholic New World, a world beyond your church, a church beyond your world.
And welcome back to The Light Show with our guests, R.J. McMahon. We had Tim Shelley on the phone, my co-host Eric Weinheimer, and I am Kate DeVries. I was just reminded during break that I'm a doctor now. Mm-hmm. I had the privilege of graduating from Catholic Theological Union a couple of weeks ago with my doctorate in ministry, and I hope to share more gifts with the Archdiocese of Chicago. It's certainly a joy and a privilege to be here. And I do work in the Young Adult Ministry Office with Father John Cusick. If there is any way that we can be helpful to you or someone you know in their 20s or 30s, please give us a call. We are at 312-466-9473. Again, 312-466-9473. And if it's easier to just zip us an email, you can do that at YAM, that stands for Young Adult Ministry, YAM at YAMChicago.org. And we are here talking about Father's Day and Father's Day blessings, and we're all very aware that there are many men in our midst who are not yet dads or not yet married, not yet found the love of their lives, not yet in that relationship, not yet fathers, but who very much would like to be. So we were bouncing around a little bit, non-traditional fathers and the way people share their gifts in so many different ways. Eric, thoughts on how men who are not yet dads but have wonderful, wonderful gifts to share can do that?
Well, I think it's first of all recognizing that there are so many sacred moments and sacred places in which, whether you're a coach, whether you're a teacher, whether you're a friend, an uncle, that it's those moments and those places where you can be that father figure to a child, where you can affirm them, where you can teach them, where you can inspire them. And I think in that sense, all of us, no matter our gender, no matter if we have children, can be those father figures. Yeah. And particularly in today's world and in our culture, those people are increasingly playing a role in our children's lives, and they are very, very important.
Yeah.
But it's recognizing those moments, whether it be in the baseball field or whether it be helping your nephew with homework. It's those moments and it's those places where you can be that father figure and really shape and mold and inspire a young person.
Yeah. And there are gifts that dads bring to the equation or that men bring to the equation that women just can't. Mm-hmm. And I haven't rationalized that for myself yet. There's this motherly thing going on, but there's this fatherly thing going on whether you're a father or not, that mentoring, that sharing, that the bond between a child and an older man. I mean, there is something about that.
And I think it manifests itself in a lot of different ways and in a lot of different places, as Eric said. You know, it's not just the traditional coach, coach player relationship.
Yeah.
It has gone so far beyond that.
Yeah.
And at the same time, you know, you don't want to trivialize the term father figure.
Okay.
Because, you know, it's kind of bantered about in different settings. But truly, there are a lot of people that can affect, positively affect the lives of young people.
Yes.
And that there are gifts that men bring to the equation. Mm-hmm. And it's that ability to, as we were talking about earlier, to laugh at oneself. And, you know, and to bring, you know, whether it's on the basketball court and you know, someone takes a shot and they just miss it horribly, you know, don't jump down their throat right
mm-hmm.
away. You know,
yeah.
especially if it's practice, you know, take the time to really show that everyone's doing it wrong.
Right.
Or you know, or celebrate the little success that, you know, the player did to get open,
yeah.
you know, before
yeah.
he missed the shot.
Right,
you know,
right,
but at least at least something good happened, you know, and you know, whether it's a soccer field, you know, celebrate each kick, not
yeah.
just the one that scores the goal,
yeah.
or, you know, or each save, not just the one that, you know, wins the game.
Yeah, that every piece of it matters.
I think it's a matter of balance for, mm. you know, within a relationship, within a community, and within yourself.
Yeah.
Does that help?
balance is pretty important.
And on the soccer field.
But, you know, right. you talk about, you know the gifts that a fatherhood brings and motherhood, you know, you're talking about with mothers, you know, the nurturing and the caring
mm-hmm.
role.
Mm-hmm.
Father, you know, the teaching and the mentoring. And hopefully all of us have those ingredients within ourselves.
Okay.
I had an
okay.
experience with my son, my teenage son, who's the oldest born, and he is very conscientious. And he wants to
very
do his,
conscientious.
Very, very conscientious and wants to do his best. And
firstborn is a good thing.
Firstborn is a good thing. And I've said to him, honestly, I've said, you know, John, I would not want to be the oldest born of for me. You know,
right.
Have me
that's,
as a father.
That's exactly.
That
that's a tall task.
Yeah,
that's
yeah,
a tall
yeah.
task. No, no pressure.
No pressure.
It's overcoming, Kate. It's
yeah,
overcoming.
Okay,
I can definitely play that father figure role really easily. But he took a test, and the test, he didn't do as well in the test as he had hoped. And he came home, and he was so afraid mm. of my reaction.
Oh.
And I surprised him by affirming him.
Yeah.
I surprised him by supporting him
mm-hmm.
And quite frankly being patient and understanding.
Yeah. yeah.
And he was like, wow,
oh.
I wasn't expecting that.
Who are you?
Exactly. But it is, it's again, you know, and that's usually a role that my wife plays, and she
okay.
plays it very well.
Okay.
And he wasn't expecting that from me. And I think it's really important to have that balance where you can be that nurturer and that supporter. And yet, at the same point, be more of a teacher, mentor type.
Right, and blending the worlds is not the easiest thing, you know.
Okay.
And yet, at the same time, it's refreshing when you can assume that role. You know,
I was surprised in myself that I was able to do that. I'm like,
I'm surprised just listening to you.
Thinking, wow, that was pretty good.
How did that happen?
Well, and, you know, and you want, as we talked about earlier, you want to have that relationship and build that relationship from day one that your children are comfortable coming to you.
Yeah.
You know, whether, you know, John, I'm sure he wasn't thrilled about having to come to you and say, Dad, you know, I didn't do real well. But the fact that he did come to you
yeah.
and he didn't just go through Tina to say, you know, Mom, can you tell Dad that I didn't do well? You know, that
and then Tina could say, you wait till your father gets home.
Exactly. Exactly. I heard that a lot growing up.
Oh. Let me ask again. The difference between the way you interact with your sons and your daughters.
Mm.
Is there a difference, or how does that work?
I know there is a difference between,
okay.
you know, myself and Patrick and myself and my daughter, Rhea. You know, that there's kind of, there is a bit of a baseline that, that there is joy that, you know, kind of binds the two.
Okay.
But it's, you know, it's a different experience,
okay.
you know, and it's sharing the things that are important to each child.
Okay.
Whether it's, you know, academics or whether it's sports, whether it's, you know, a specific TV show or a magazine or whatever it might be. And finding those opportunities. They're not the same at all.
Okay.
And yet the interactions become very similar when you break it down to, you know, kind of the baseline and what's important to each child.
I think you bring a key point to the discussion is finding what's important to your child and meeting them there, you know, and because they are so different and their interests are so different. And they may have interests that you didn't realize, you don't think you have or you didn't realize you have, but to meet them where their interests lie and what's important to them, that really helps develop that relationship and that bond.
Yeah.
That's a really good point.
So is it more respecting each child for who they are, or I treat the girls differently than the boys.
Oh, I mean, I'll speak for myself. Yeah, when you got a girl, you're a father. There's just something about a girl.
Okay. You're done. You're done.
Yeah, exactly.
She's got you wrapped around her little finger.
But at the same point, the boys, I mean, it's just a... I wrestle a lot more with my boys than I do with my girl.
That's a good thing.
You know, and we're pals. You know, the boys, you're buddies. There's just a different level of tenderness with a girl.
Okay.
Because
she's
your girl.
She's
right.
Girl. Yeah.
And certainly and it allows you the opportunity to share kind of that other side. You know, that it's, you know, you can be that nurturer, or you can share it from a different perspective.
Yeah.
You know, and bring the father's perspective to the table, even though it is something that's more soft or you know, or feminine.
Yeah.
You know, and it's still relevant. That's the key, at least, you know, in our home, and I know it's the same in Eric's.
Mm-hmm. Fun. Well, it's time for another break. These hours do tend to fly by. You are listening to The Light Show with Kate DeVries, Eric Weinheimer, and RJ McMahon. And we're going to go to a break, and we will be right back. Thanks for staying with us.
Do you want to serve the church as a lay parish minister? Do you possess the gifts and passion for full-time church ministry? Today, lay women and men are being called to join clergy and religious and serve the church as pastoral associates and directors of religious education. Perhaps you are one of those people. To serve, you need spiritual formation and academic training. And the Archdiocesan Together in God Service program provides you both. Qualified candidates receive partial tuition scholarships and pursue a master's degree in ministry at one of Chicago's Catholic theological schools. But Together in God Service also provides retreats and prayer experiences to help you grow spiritually and deepen your love of God. If you want to explore a calling to lay ecclesial ministry, talk to your pastor and talk to us by calling 847-837-4552. Or send an email to layministry@usml.edu.
Welcome to Mission Chicago 2007 as we celebrate the theme of spirituality. Evening missions are taking place throughout the Archdiocese in both English and Spanish. Spirituality themes include the meaning of being created in the image and likeness of God, exploring our potential for growth in Christ, and the spirituality of African-American music and song. These are single evening missions, and there is no cost. Find out when and where by going to www.missionchicago.net. That's www.missionchicago.net. It's Mission Chicago 2007, the year of spirituality. Accept this mission. The rewards are everlasting.
Welcome back to The Light Show with Kate DeVries, Eric Weinheimer, and RJ McMahon. Thanks so much for staying with us. Just a little bit about Young Adult Ministry. As I said, right now we are getting ready for Theology on Tap, our summer speaker and discussion series. It's going to be hosted for 4 weeks, beginning July 8th, and then we'll end with the Mass and Party with Cardinal George on August 4th. We are so much looking forward to that, and the complete schedule can be found on our website, yamchicago.org. Again, yamchicago.org. So we look forward to that. And I'm sorry, the date is August 5th, not August 4th. I'm still a little jet-lagged from my vacation. But other things coming up on June 22nd to the 24th, Caris Ministries, which is the Jesuit ministry, is leading a trip to... they're doing a play and pray in Kentucky Holy Land. You can find details on our website about that. And then they're doing a service trip to Mississippi to continue efforts after Hurricane Katrina. St. Teresa of Avila Parish is having a speaker series going on. They're continuing with their series, How to Avoid Marrying a Jerk or Jerkette.
Hey, wait a minute.
Yeah.
Present
yeah.
company excluded, right, Kate?
Wait a minute. All sorts of things. But everything that's happening can be found on our website, again, yamchicago.org. There's also another series called Dating and Mating, A New Roadmap for Lasting Love, a six-week interactive series that is going to begin this coming Saturday, June 16th. So something else to look forward to. So, again, for details about what's happening through Young Adult Ministry, just jump onto our website, yamchicago.org. Gentlemen, any final words of wisdom, final thoughts on fatherhood as we move toward Father's Day on Sunday? RJ?
I think as we've talked about, you know, fatherhood truly is a gift, and it's a blessing. And I think to celebrate the little things in our families' lives, in our children's lives, and to really just enjoy being a father and everything that means, you know, both traditionally and non-traditionally.
Great. Thank you. Eric?
Likewise, my thought of being present to the gift of fatherhood and all of its various complexities and challenges and joys and celebrations, but be present to the gift and to the joy of fatherhood.
Yeah, excellent. Thank you both. Well, as we end today's show, we'd like to just do some prayers for fathers, for people in our lives. So together, let us pray, and we invite you to join our petitions here. So let me begin. For our fathers who have given us life and love, we pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
For new fathers, that their thoughts, words, and actions may help to create loving Christian homes where their children know how loved they are, we pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
For fathers, grandfathers, and godfathers, that they will continue to model the life and love of Christ, we pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
For those who have not known a father's love or who have suffered abuse in any way at the hands of another, and for those whom this Father's Day will be difficult, we pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
For fathers who have lost a child through death, that their faith may give them hope and their family and friends will continue to support and console them, we pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
For men who long to be fathers but have not yet had that privilege, that God will gently guide and support them, we pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
For fathers who have died, that God will bring them into the joy of eternal life, we pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
And God, our Heavenly Father, in your wisdom and love you made all things. Bless the fathers in our lives. May they be strengthened as Christian fathers. Let the example of their faith and love shine forth. Grant that we, their sons and daughters, may honor them always with a spirit of profound respect. We pray through Christ our Lord.
Amen.
Great. Gentlemen, thank you so much for being with us this morning.
Thanks for the great opportunity.
It was fun. Great job.
It was fun. And to all the fathers out there, we wish you a wonderful, wonderful, blessed Father's Day. And to all our listeners, thank you so much for being with us. Again, if there's any way that Father Cusick or I can help you through the work of Young Adult Ministry, please let us know. We can be reached again at 312-466-9473, or just visit our website, yamchicago.org. We look forward to seeing you at some point at Theology on Tap, which again begins July 8th and extends through August 5th, when we have our Mass and picnic with Cardinal George. The Cardinal is hosting Mass at Holy Name Cathedral, and then the party right afterward at his residence. So, from all of us to all of you, thanks so much for listening. Thanks for being with you. And our other co-host, Father Cusick, will be back for our next show next month, second Wednesday of every month. And peace and blessings until then.
This is Cardinal Francis George. Thank you for being with us this past hour on Relevant Radio 820 AM. Join us every day, Monday through Friday, as the Archdiocese of Chicago presents the Catholic Community of Faith. Have a wonderful day, and God bless you.